It's been good to be here. Appreciate Jerry inviting me here.
Hey, amen.
Had the Lord give me something earlier in the week, Brother Jerry. Hey, I knew it wasn't for the revival. Whenever you invited me up, I knew what it was for then. Hey, all I know is to do is mind the Lord and preach to you directly. Hey, I'd like to give the Lord praise and glory and honor for it all, for everything He does in my life and my family, and when I see what He does in my brother and sister's lives in Christ. I praise Him for that, brother. He's all we need tonight.
Yep.
Hey, I just sit back thinking, hey, time gets away from us, Brother Jerry. Hey, it's just about 4 years ago in March at a prayer meeting, I announced a call to preach. It's been 4 years already, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, think about it tonight. Time's going to get away from us.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus is on His way. Hey, time's gone away from us.
Yeah.
Where are we standing today?
Amen.
As a church in general, time's getting away from us. Hey, Jesus is coming on His time, not on ours.
That's right.
Praise the Lord for everything He does. When you wake up in the morning, praise Him with all the breath you got. Praise Him when you wake up and open your eyes. Praise Him if your feet hit the floor. Praise Him because your feet hit the floor.
That's right.
There's so many people that can't walk, so many people that can't see. And just think, so many sick in the nursing homes and hospitals, in their homes today. So we better be praising her. Our feet hit the floor. Our eyes open and we take that breath. It's because the Lord has made that breath.
That's right.
He made all that. He put the breath in us. He's in charge of it all today. Hey, we studied in Acts there. Hey, we still ain't got out of the chapter Caleb preached out of. About a month or so ago. We're still in the fourth chapter, brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 3, first verse. Hey, we'll read what the Lord would have us to read and see what He's got planned for us.
Amen.
Have you remember a revival? As the brothers here stand, and they need all the prayer and all the strength that the Lord can give them. After they just let the Lord have it, just like we need to do it, just let Him have the power and the strength. Give Him all the glory for it today. Hey, maybe we'll see souls saved.
Amen.
Hey, there's an old timer told me one time, and I just disagreed with him, told Randy this morning. Hey, old timer told me, hey, what a revival if somebody got saved. Hey, you get revived by God's Word right here.
Amen.
If somebody gets saved, that will revive you. Hey,
amen.
That's added to it. That's an extra bonus right there.
Yep.
But this Word will revive us.
Yep. Amen.
We don't have to have a soul to get saved as a church.
That's
our goal, but we'd like to see it.
Yeah.
That will revive you as a Christian.
Amen.
You know, and that old timer told me that a long time ago. I chewed on that one, and the Lord showed me that was wrong.
Amen.
First verse. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And Aaron, the lamp of God, went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran into Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me?" And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel rose, went to Eli, and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
Right.
And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. He said, therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie to him, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thou servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called it at the other time, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Hey, that's what the Lord has us to read tonight. I don't usually read that much, but that's what the Lord wants tonight, Brother Jerry. And if you're going to that first verse, it said the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. Hey, first off, hey, you know, it tells me right there wasn't no open vision, Brother Jerry. Hey, today we got an open vision today. Hey, we got Jesus Christ today.
Yeah,
that's our vision today.
Hey,
that's where our eyes ought to be set on. I'm paying the money today. Hey, that's where Jesus sent us, right here to the Father today.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where we know vision needs to be today, Brother Jerry. And the Word, it should be precious. If you're a child of God tonight, that Word will revive you tonight.
Yeah.
It's a precious Word, it says right there. And it needs to be precious to the lost person tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's going to Lord precious for the Lord.
Yep.
The Lord precious for us, brother.
That's right.
Amen. Being saved again. Being born again. Woo!
Now
I'm here, I'm thankful. The Lord says, we come to Samuel four times. It took four times. Samuel to get to see who it was. It said Samuel didn't know the word of the Lord. And we know back when he was born, conceived, that he growed in the Lord. Just like the rest of us have to, Brother Jerry.
Uh-huh.
But I thank God. He said, here I am tonight.
Yeah.
I thank God.
Amen.
That he stood up. And he answered the call.
Yeah,
right. Hey, every one of us has had to stand up.
Yeah.
And if you're born again tonight, you had to answer the call tonight.
Right.
God came and talked to your heart.
That's right.
When your heart was beating.
Yeah.
You got convicted. When you accepted him. Here I am, Lord.
Yep.
Save my soul.
Yeah,
somebody had to step up. You had to answer the call if you're born again tonight.
Right.
Hey, Samuel stepped up. He answered the call tonight.
That's right.
Hey, we need to be answering the call as Christians in this world.
Yeah.
Hey, we know what the world is. We know we got a better place to go than Brother said about. I praise the Lord for heaven. I praise the Lord for a better life. We'll start living in, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, we ain't started living yet.
Amen.
Hey, we're still right here on this earth.
Amen.
Hey, someday we're going to be called out of here. And if you're ready, you can answer that call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your name's wrote down in that book of life.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to answer that call.
Amen. Yeah.
Brother Eric.
Amen.
Everyone. Isaiah answered, didn't he?
Amen.
Chapter 6 of Isaiah.
Yep.
He answered that call.
Amen.
He said, here I am, Lord.
Amen.
The Lord said, who can I send? He said, here I am, Lord.
Yep.
That's the way we need to be as Christians today.
Amen.
Here I am. Hey, you don't got to be a preacher, singer, or nothing else, a deacon. Just a Christian.
Yes,
reach out your arms. Here I am.
Yep.
Hey, I'm just thinking, looking back, and the thought is, I thank God for all of them through the Bible and answered their call, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
All of them answered their call. Hey, chapter 4, Luke, hey, were the miracle of the fish. Hey, were the fishermen, they answered the call, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hey, it was mending their nets. And hey, the Lord told them to cast them out again. Hey, Peter, he about doubted right there. And then when it all happened, he told the Lord, he said, just go without me.
Yeah,
he couldn't look up on him. I'm just no sinner.
Yeah.
He said he couldn't. He said, don't look up on me. He said, don't look up on me. He felt bad because he doubted the Lord. How many times do we doubt the Lord?
Amen.
Hey, Lord, help me. How many times do I doubt the Lord in the daytime, Jerry? How many times do each and every one of us doubt the Lord? Hey, we got to have faith like a mustard seed.
Amen.
Hey, the littlest thing that flowers up the biggest, beautiful soil. And things lay up in the limbs of them, up in the limbs. Hey, bruise. Hey, think about it tonight. Hey, we got the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already good up. He's blossomed down. Hey, we're going to go up and we're going to set up in the bosom tonight.
Amen.
If you're born again, we're going to answer that call.
That's right. Amen.
Isaiah answered that call.
Yeah.
Them fishermen.
Amen.
Them fishermen. So many fish, the Bible says. They had to call their other half.
Yeah.
Come help us. They were so many. They about sunk both ships.
Yeah.
About sunk both them boats.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Why? Because of the Lord.
That's right.
The Lord filled them up.
Yeah.
They said they've been fishing all day long.
Yeah. Amen.
They done give up.
Yeah.
Hey, let's don't give up, church.
That's right.
Let's keep going all day long.
Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah, but
the Lord's coming soon. No time to stop. We gotta keep going.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
We're getting down to the bottom of that scripture. That's what I'm looking for. He said, they forsook all and followed Jesus.
Amen.
I laid it all down.
Yeah.
He said, follow me, I'll make you fisher of men.
Yeah.
They forsook everything they was doing, it said.
They
followed Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to follow Jesus today. Hey, we don't need to follow the path of this world.
Yeah.
We need to follow Jesus.
Right.
Hey, we need to answer that call. Hey, whenever he calls and flicks that eastern sky, hey, we'll be ready to answer that call.
That's right. Amen.
While we're walking around here, we're going to have calls to answer, Brother Joe.
Yeah.
These things going to come up in our Christian lives.
Mm-hmm.
These things Jesus is going to want us to do.
Yeah.
We're going to have to answer that call.
Yeah.
We can't lay down on him. Lay down on him.
Amen.
Keep laying down on him.
Yeah.
We're going to answer that call.
Amen.
We got to do like them brothers did right there. We're so scared of him. Follow Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Hey, that's what our goal is in this life, isn't it? Hey, I believe if we'll do that, if we'll start following Jesus, hey, we quit following the ways of this world, hey, we see people saved.
Amen. Yeah.
Lord bless.
Yeah.
He give the reward.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
That just forsook everything that had, Brother Field.
Amen.
Could I forsake everything and follow Jesus? Amen. One day I give my heart to him at age 12 year old, Brother Eric. I know you was young too. It's not been any easier. He's kept us out of some things, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's not been no easier.
Yeah.
He didn't say it would be easier, did he?
No.
Haven't when we got in them battles? As long as we're following him, he took care of it.
Amen.
He made that rough road smooth, didn't he?
Yeah.
He made that rough road smooth. Even as a child, I can remember when Jesus was right there.
Amen.
I can remember stuff I got into. Should have been hurt or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was right there to make that road smooth.
Amen.
Just got to follow him. Call up on his name. Hey, I thank God. I thank God for Paul. What about Paul?
Amen.
He answered that call on the way to Damascus.
Yeah.
Right. He had to answer that call.
Amen.
Without these guys answering the call, we don't have the gospel today.
Amen.
No doubt somebody else might have come along.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus would have used them. Because if you don't step in that gap and that hedge and that hole, you'll find somebody that will.
Yeah.
I thank God for the ones that answered the call through the Bible from the beginning to the end, Brother Jerry.
Uh-huh.
The ones that answered that call and showed us the way.
Yeah.
Hey, no, it's come up on our heads now.
That's right.
It's come up on our heads now to answer that call.
That's right.
And I answer that call. But you got Peter and John and James and all of them. You got Samuel. You got Isaiah. Hey, you got Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Hey, and you got Paul. Hey, and you got, let's go back. You got Timothy and Titus.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some more that had to answer the call.
Amen.
Had to answer the call. Take church.
Yeah.
You don't answer them calls.
Yeah.
The Lord lays it up in your lap. We've got to take it. We don't got no choice. The Lord lays it in there. You have to take it.
Amen.
Or that road won't be smooth, Brother Eric. Won't be smooth.
Amen.
Thank God for every one of them that's answered the call tonight, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Hey, we're going to answer that call too someday.
Yeah.
If you'll stay, if you'll follow him, if you'll keep answering the calls he puts in front of you, the opportunities. Hey, whenever he comes out, hey, when them trumpets sound, we'll be ready to answer that call.
That's right. Right.
We'll hear that. Yeah. If we're ready. If we're not ready, we won't hear it.
That's right.
We're not going to hear that.
That's right. Amen.
We've got to be ready to go to hear that.
Yeah.
That's our green light, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
That's our green light to that smooth road.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that blood he's just singing about.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for that lamb. Hey, Brother Jerry, we was talking about that. Hey, think about it. Hey, when we call up on him, man, Jesus went to the garden and prayed many times in the gospel.
Right.
Hey, one time sweat turned to blood. Hey, he was praying hard, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was praying hard, it turned to blood.
Yeah.
Hey, he wanted the Father's will to be done. He wanted to pass the cup from him, but he wanted the Father's will to be done.
That's right.
He was answering the call.
Amen.
He was accepting what he had to do right then.
Amen.
Yeah. He was accepting it right then.
Amen.
He went there and prayed many times. He prayed seriously and honestly.
Amen.
You know, if we get down to pray sincere to the Lord, and we know it's him talking to us,
Amen.
We can answer that call.
That's right.
Amen.
There's a lot straying loose, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
I ain't picking on nobody. There's a lot straying loose out there. And they're not answering the call. There's somebody else calling them.
That's right, brother.
There's somebody else calling them. It's not the Lord. If you don't stay close to the Lord and follow him, he's right here.
Yeah.
You're talking, he's right there. That atonement you was talking about, he's right there.
Amen.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Brother Randy preached Thursday night. He's right there.
Yeah.
Don't leave. He's right there in our
heart,
right,
brother. Yeah, that's right.
We act like he's way over yonder a couple miles in that heart.
Amen.
It'd be a worse world or something. I don't know. That's what we act like sometimes.
Amen.
But I won't be ready.
Yeah,
and I'm sure one of you won't be ready to answer that call. Jerry, that's what the Lord's put on my heart.
Amen.
He's ready wanting us as a church in general, not just for Edonia, but a church in general, the ones who want to stand for the Lord and follow him, get closer.
Yeah.
He wants us to answer a call.
Amen.
When he says that, when he gives you a call, answer it.
Amen.
Hey, so you can be prepared to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow him, you'll be able to answer that one great trumpet.
Amen.
That call in there somewhere.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Hey, if somebody can get a song, hey, we'll just close up right here tonight. The Lord's good to us. Hey, every one of them songs that was sung, I praise the Lord. Hey, he's good to us tonight. Let's raise up his holy name tonight. Hey, if you ain't got nothing else to do, just praise the Lord tonight.
Hey,
praise the Lord. He loves it when you praise him. He loves it when you give him all the glory and the honor for it. Hey, that's when the Holy Ghost moves. Hey, that's when he'll come in and shake the room. Hey, we need to be shaken up a little bit. We need to be shaken up. Hey, the church needs to be revived as in general.
That's right.
Not the name over the door, but the Christians need to be revived.
right.
The Lord come in halfway and shake it up.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost moved in over there that day. Shake it up.
Amen.
We're saved. Every time it was shaken up, stirred up,
amen.
We believed it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying tonight. Let's answer that call. Hey, we can come together.
Yeah.
We can answer that call.
Yeah.
Now I can come labor where you labor. You can come labor where I labor.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says, Brother Jerry.
Yeah, that's right.
People don't believe in that.
Amen.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in that, hey, there's a lot of people believe just their labor counts.
Yeah.
Hey, they want the glory for it. Try giving God the glory.
Amen.
Give Him the glory. I praise God for saving my soul. I thank Him for that land.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how